Boker Tov. Good morning, everyone. It is Wednesday morning. Hope everyone is doing well. And we continue with our halacha in the morning. Kitzer, Shulchan Aruch, Perek, Lamed, Dalid, Halacha Yud Aleph in the laws of Tzedakah. The Kitzer writes, Hakofe Acherim, Sheyitnu Tzedakah, Umeasa Osan. One who encourages, inspires, even the word kofe almost means like to force, but obviously we're not forcing anybody, but somebody who causes others to give tzedakah and enables them to be able to do so, or causes them to fulfill the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, scharo gadol mischar hanosein. He has an even greater reward than the one who actually gives. Causing other people to do mitzvahs, there's something extra special about that. Presumably, the person who's causing others to give tzedakah is also giving his own tzedakah, but more than that, he's causing other people, inspiring other people to do mitzvos as well. Shenemar v'hayah ma'aseh hatzedakah shalom. The pasuk in Yeshaya says, simply translated, and it should be that the act of giving tzedakah is rewarded with peace. But the Gemara understands that the word ma'aseh doesn't just mean the act of giving tzedakah, but causing others to give tzedakah is really ultimately where the greatest reward comes from. The Mefarshim explained that the word ma'aseh means the event or the happening can also be read as me'aseh, which means to cause other people to do something. And therefore, we see from here that the greatest reward of tzedakah is when one causes others to give tzedakah as well. And about the gabai tzedakah, that's the person in the community who's in charge of collecting and distributing the communal funds, or somebody like that who's involved in tzedakah on a communal level, where again, he's inspiring and causing other people to give tzedakah and helping make sure that the tzedakah money goes to the proper place. Ne'emar, the pasuk says in Sefer Daniel, Umatzdike harabim kekochavim. Again, those who cause the public to give tzedakah and to do good deeds and mitzvos shine like stars. V'gabai tzedakah sha'aniyam echarfim oso. A tzedakah collector, a gabai tzedakah who is in charge of the communal funds, who is berated or shamed by the needy. Sometimes people might get upset at him and claim that he's not giving them enough money, or for whatever other reason they might be upset at him. Ein lo lachush, he shouldn't be concerned. Ki al yidei zeh zechuso yoser gadol, because through this his merit only increases. Meaning, of course, if he's acting inappropriately or he's not distributing the money properly, then surely that should be looked into or he should be replaced. But assuming that he is acting honestly and properly and people are just upset at him because, listen, these are people who are in need and maybe they need more, they want more, and they're getting upset at him unfairly. So he shouldn't try not to get too caught up in that, and recognize that part of the schar, part of the reward of being involved in these things is, even when the situation is difficult, continuing to do what is right. Kitzer continues in Halacha Yud Beis, Amala Hagadola, She'ein Lamala Himena B'malos HaTzedakah. You want to know what the highest possible level of giving tzedakah is, that there is no greater level. We have so many opportunities of tzedakah before us, and they are all wonderful, and we should give as much into as many as we can. But what is the greatest form of tzedakah giving? He hamachazik biyad Yisrael hamach umata yado kodem sheheni legamre, is to strengthen somebody and lift them up, somebody who's falling or declining, before they really become an ani, before they truly become poor and needy. Sheyiten lo matana haguna b'derach kavod, to give him a gift in an honorable and dignified way before he needs to collect handouts because he has nothing to eat, a gift that might be able to get him back on his feet before it's too late. O yishalvehu ma'os, or to lend him money. Maybe his business is in terrible decline, and with a loan that can help turn things around. O yaseyimo shutfus, or to partner with him in business. O yamti lo eza esek, or to help him find a job, if that's his issue. O melacha kedei lachazek bo, or some work to do in order to strengthen him. Ad shelo yitzarech labrios, so that you can save him from having to reach that place where he might feel undignified or embarrassed and have to depend on others to give to him. Even greater than giving tzedakah to someone in need is giving a gift or helping somebody with their business, find a job, with their finances, to help them avoid becoming a person that is then completely needy and dependent on others. This is what the pasuk in Parshas Bahar says, when somebody is faltering and sliding and is in decline, and we know that if things continue, it seems like he is going to become a true poor person. That's when the time is vehechazak tebo, try and give him strength, chizuk, klomar hachazek bo ad shelo yipol, give him strength financially, emotionally, etc., that he needs so that he won't full, and then you can spare somebody's dignity and honor by helping support them even before it is too late. All forms of tzedakah are great. All forms of tzedakah are essential. And of course, once somebody reaches that level, God forbid, where they really need money because they're poor and they don't have anything to eat, then it becomes our absolute responsibility to take care of them. But if you can try and find help and help people before they even get to that place, how much greater would that be for everybody involved? Have a wonderful day.